Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756. And now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
It is the Riverside Center for the Performing Arts this morning, and Patrick Ahern, Kathy Helenda, and Robert Biederman here. And I'm so happy to have you guys all here. Good morning.
Yeah. Good morning. Good morning.
You're here because of White Christmas. We'll talk about that in just a second. That gets underway on November 5th. This is like the Patrick. This is the last go around for Sound of Music. Today starts kind of the final push.
The final week. Yeah, it is. Wow. It's done tremendously, and
it's such a great show. If there are still tickets, you ought to go.
Yeah, there are not many. The way I look at it is this: I wanted to do it again. It was going to be the fourth time that the theater had done the show, and I wanted to try to make it special or unique, relatable to the times we live in today. And I wanted to direct it because I wanted to try to do something with it. And what I think has happened is the world we live in today, I think people are starved for connection and family and embracing reality. And so I tried to infuse that into our production of Sound of Music. I couldn't have even done it unless I had the cast that I have.
Oh, and the casting,
yeah. From the smallest role in the show to the largest role in the show, everybody's exquisite. And she's sitting right next to me, but I will say this. You know, when you have somebody like Kathy Helenda playing Frau Schrader, Frau Schrader. Frau Schmidt. Fräulein Schrader. She's the housekeeper. But she brings probably any production I've ever seen of The Sound of Music, she brings such gravitas to that role.
That's such a good, yes, you do.
Very housekeeperly.
But it's more, she doesn't come off as the, she comes off as stability in the home.
Absolutely.
I love the moment where I have her sit on the bed with Maria and they have a discussion about her memories of when Von Trapp's wife was alive. And it's just one of my favorite moments in the show because I've never seen anything like that done with the show before. So anyway, the cast, the creative team, everybody was so wonderful in doing this Sound of Music. And I think this is the most amount of letters and emails and people have just reached out to say how wonderful the show is. And that makes me really happy.
Oh, sure. And it's the kind of show you don't want to see it end.
No.
As it was going on that night, I kept thinking, oh, we're getting, you know, especially when they're doing the talent show, and you're just thinking, oh, this, we're almost to the end. Please don't stop.
Yeah. Every time I've seen The Sound of Music in the past, that first act, I go, oh my God, it seems like this is forever. But this production, because everybody's invested in it, there are several great moments that you look forward to in that first act, where sometimes you might go, oh gosh, you know, it's a sleeper. But I'm proud of the show. I am so proud of the company, the cast, how beautifully they work together. It's just, I can't say enough about it. And we're inching up to about 13,000 people have been in through our doors. It will probably become the third biggest sell at Riverside in its history. And
Mamma Mia.
Greece. This is Beat Mamma Mia.
Oh, okay.
Greece and Jersey Boys.
Oh, okay.
But now this has surpassed Jersey Boys as of yesterday. So it's Grease and Sound of Music, which, if you think of it, I mean, there you have it. You know, everybody runs to see. But It's just been great.
And it's like you're looking at a young Julie Andrews on stage. Yes. She's that good.
She is just phenomenal. Yeah. And it's funny because the minute I decided to do the show, within weeks, I said, well, I have my Maria. And I shared it with Carson. And he said, really? And I said, yep, I don't need to look any further. I just have that decided. And she's, you know, what she brings to it is her beautiful voice. She's a great actor. Her sense of humor.
Mm-hmm.
And I would have never been able to pull off the puppets if I didn't have Sarah Anderson doing the show.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
And the puppet song is so good.
I've seen the show today for the first time.
Yeah.
Oh, don't want to look. You're going to love it.
Yeah.
And Kathy, for you, it's just got to be so much fun to be part of a show
like
this. Oh,
yeah, it's incredible. And they're a great cast. We're very proud of ourselves. We're very proud of the work. And
you
very proud of the direction. And, yes.
Everybody.
We're very pleased.
So if you can't, like you said, there might not be many tickets left.
Well, Sunday is sold out. You can't get a ticket. So that's that, because they closed that off yesterday. Saturday is, nearly sold out. Every performance is over 250 this week. So I think the best availability is tomorrow, Thursday night.
Okay.
But you know, try. I mean, it's worth getting a single seat. You may not be able to sit with a full group at a table, but
just to be there,
you'll want to. We've had so much repeat business for this show; it's unbelievable. Yeah. And now we move on.
We move on.
You know, you're only as good as your last show. So I'm glad Sound of Music is our last show, mm-hmm. and people will go wow, 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 and now we go to White Christmas. So there you have it.
November 5th is when White Christmas starts. We're going to jump into it when we come back. Our Riverside Center for the Performing Arts this morning, and Patrick Ahern, Kathy Halinda, and Robert Biederman here. Quick break. We'll continue on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230. You can weigh in about today's topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230 and by text at 540-371-5756. And now, here's your host, Ted Schubel.
Riverside Center for the Performing Arts and White Christmas is our focus. Robert Biederman, Kathy Halinda, Patrick Ahern here this morning to talk about it. November 5th through December 28th, it is White Christmas. And nothing better than Christmas at Riverside, Patrick.
No, I agree. Yeah, and we've done White Christmas before, but I think this will be the best. I think this will be the best production of all the ones that we've done this far. I peeked in on some rehearsal last night. But again, it's a strong cast. Kathy won an award for the role that she's playing.
20 years ago.
Yeah.
It was a while. But, yeah.
But I mean, you know, and I saw Robert do it over at Toby's, and he's terrific. And the casting is important, and I think we're going to have a great show, and it's nostalgic, and I know everybody likes the Christmas Spectacular, but I've decided to put it on hold for a little bit, because we'll do another book show next year.
Yeah, I saw the schedule, and I thought, which is good.
Christmas Carol. We've never done Christmas Carol.
Never.
No, they've done a show called Scrooge, but this is a musical version of the Christmas Carol that Alan Menken, who wrote Beauty and the Beast and all those Disney shows, so that'll be... That'll be great, but this cast is going to be really terrific, and it's being directed by Daniel Pippert, gentleman who's assisted me on a couple of shows at Riverside, and he's acted in some, and I've just watched him, and he's very detailed and very organized, and I think he's going to do a great job. And Carson
is very much like you in some ways. I like him. I like him.
But that's good. Yeah, and which. You know, I'm happy with that because I want to keep the consistency of our product strong, and it's really going to be great. And these two people, I mean, you know, it's what makes me very fortunate at Riverside is a lot of times you'll go to some of these local theaters, whatever they do, White Christmas, and they'll have somebody in their 20s or 30s playing the general, 20s or 30s playing Martha.
Yeah.
And I mean, both of these people, you know, it's timing, Ted. You know, everybody wants to make it to Broadway and, I got to have that Broadway credit. Both of them could have had, if timing were right, you never know. But I think I have two solid actors in these two people sitting here. And that's what's most important, whether they've got B-Way or not. They should be with all of those people, and it's really nice that Riverside audiences get to see the level and the depth of their acting and their performances.
And Robert, you're one of my favorites. I mean, any role you have had at Riverside, Wizard of Oz, I think, was the last time I saw you on the stage there. It's got to be easier when you've already done the role.
It helps. I love the monologue at the end. Get my glasses. The monologue at the end, it really is wonderful, because I find that the audience that comes to see White Christmas oftentimes is quite a mature audience, and they've served their country in some military thing.
Oh, yeah.
And the last monologue to the troops, so to speak, is really very special.
To get to do something like that, and especially in an area like this that's so heavily military. It's got to be exciting.
I served a year in Nam, and so.
Also, it means even more to you.
Very much so. My father was a captain in the Navy. My mother was away. My brother was a commander. So I've been all Navy all my life.
Boy, and that's one of the great, that's the great thing about theater. When you can connect like that, and especially this kind of thing with the holidays and the military.
I found something happened, you know, late at night when you go on Facebook or something. There are different groups, and there's the USS America group. There's three of them, and I was a communications officer, and my division was 100 men, and a lot of them are on there.
Huh.
And there's line in the show where it says, "The last time I saw you were just boys. Now here you are with your wives and children." Well, I have pictures, current pictures, on Facebook of these men that were in my division when we were on board the ship, and they were all boys. And now they're all grandparents.
Huh.
And it just, the realization, I almost thought, I need to put their pictures in my program, you know, against each other, just to say that was the boy, and now this is the man. Hmm. This one, Eddie LaGreca. And when you're an officer, you always refer to the enlisted men by their last name. So I just know him by LaGreca. And his wife frequently would get in touch with me about his status. He was not well. And he passed, but she said he always talked about you when you're in Vietnam. And just the connection there makes this role really important to me.
Interesting. Hey, Kathy, I would think for you too, just to be on stage over the holidays, so many people come to Riverside over the holidays with family members. Mm-hmm. It's a different feel.
Oh, I love Christmas in Riverside, yeah. It's very much... people are there to really escape. They want the magic. They want Christmas. They want fairy lights, and you know. And I think that's really important right now, especially people want to escape. And White Christmas gives them that. It also gives them a little bit of nostalgia. The old people love the old songs and the very Bing Crosby era, all of that.
Yes.
So I think it takes them back to a really simple, pure time. So I think this is going to be a great show for them. They're going to love it. And the new kids coming up, that we have a new, all new audience coming in, mm-hmm. That are younger, and I think they're going to find a real taste for the old style as well, a new taste.
It is interesting that this is the kind of show where older audiences, they know the songs,
sure.
But you have younger that,
sure.
You know, other than White Christmas, may mm-hmm. not know some of the songs.
Right.
I mean, although you start hearing him, and he's like, I've heard that before.
I had to explain to one of the actresses how to unlatch a suitcase the other day, because it's the old style suitcase.
Yeah.
And they were like, I don't know how to do this.
You know what it is, Ted? This is my opinion. I always like to qualify that. But I know when I was younger, it was something that my family made sure I was acquainted with. You know, we would watch White Christmas, the movie, we would sit in front of the TV as a family, as an extended family. And that was a nurturing process that, even though through all my younger years up to college, I never ever thought I was going to be involved in the theater. But somehow a lot of that stuff stepped in, and it just makes me who I am today.
Yeah.
And I think it's different today. You know, when we did Wizard of Oz, I couldn't believe some of the little ones in the show had never seen the movie.
Yeah.
I just think if you're, you know, over 4 or 5 years old, you know the Wizard of Oz, and so many of them didn't know what the Wizard of Oz
We all grew up scared of the monkeys.
Did it rock their world when they saw it? I mean, did they actually go back and look at it?
I don't remember.
A lot of the kids remember. They're homeschooled though too, and they would.
But you would think
it,
that the parents would nurture
would?
Them on it, and I don't think they do that much today. I don't know with all the back in our time. It was the TV was it.
Yeah.
We didn't have phones. We didn't have things, gadgets and video games.
No fidget spinners.
You know, none of that stuff to preoccupy us and to not want to sit down and watch something.
And only two or three channels.
Mm-hmm. And only two or three channels, yeah. So I don't know what that says about today.
Right.
But I don't like it very much.
Well, the other thing we all would remember, I mean, at Christmas time, there were all the Christmas specials.
Yeah.
Whether it was Bob Hope, Randy
Charlie
Williams.
Brown, uh-huh.
Yeah.
All Charlie Brown. There were the Christmas specials.
They didn't like much Andy of Williams.
Yeah,
having all his family on there was wonderful.
Yeah. They don't. I think some of the country singers have a Christmas special. Maybe every now and then some pop star will have a Christmas.
Yeah.
But
it's
they
not
don't,
like it used to be.
They don't do that anymore. You know.
And that's what's great to be able to come to a show like this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And to see you all, to have that kind of thing, and especially to come as a family.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's great. The young lady, I call it the singer, and there's the dancer couple. Mm-hmm. She sounds just like Rosemary Clooney.
Mm-hmm. Lovely voice. Beautiful.
Lovely, lovely voice. But the aged, the classic sound.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing.
And there's so much heart in this show. There's a lot of heart, so I think the people really connect to it.
That's the thing. These Christmas kind of shows, they are just different.
Mm-hmm.
They're and I like you said. That's a good way to describe a lot of these Christmas shows. That take place November 5th is opening through December 20th. Usually you'll go through. I guess, and it's part of it this year is just the calendar the way. Everything
falls. The 28th is on a Sunday.
Yeah.
And then we'll have the new show opening mid-January. So it's just on the schedule that we're at for tech and everything that we don't run it into
the
beginning of the year. And what we try to do, too, is we run a calendar year schedule now at Riverside. It's great for bookkeeping and it's accounting and all of that stuff. So you want to finish up everything within by the end of December and then move on to the new season.
We're not doing a New Year's thing this year?
We only are doing New Year's if it falls within that week.
Right.
We will be doing it next year with Christmas Carol, but not this year. Yeah.
So you haven't, and you've done this both, Patrick mentioned Kathy, you've done this too.
I did it in Virginia Rep, 20 some years ago in Richmond. Was my first time doing White Christmas, and I loved it. Then it was a lovely production, but I'm really enjoying this because I know I know the actors very well. Robert and I always like acting with him. We have a similar instinct in our styles, so we fight a lot, but we also get along really well.
Because you both did Wizard of Oz too.
Yeah,
she was the witch.
So
we've done several shows together, you and I.
Yeah, she was also. I'm sure you saw Guess Who's Coming to Dinner.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Right.
My wife, she was amazing. Amazing.
Well, Guess Who's Coming to Dinner, that's where I think of you, especially in that role, Robert, because that was just such a powerful show.
Mm-hmm. Probably one of my favorite roles I've ever done. Favorite role being Bright Star.
Yeah. Right. I was going to say, there's also Bright Star that...
I don't know. We might have to bring it back, Ted.
It was that was such a powerful show.
It was, Yeah.
Again, that was another one of those shows where when you realize we're getting towards the end of the show,
mm-hmm. yeah.
you just didn't want the evening to end.
Yeah. No, it's kind of sad because I truly believe that's a show that could probably be still running on Broadway. Of course, then we wouldn't have had a chance to do it. Mm-hmm. But I think it was completely overshadowed by Hamilton because it opened that same season. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it got pretty decent reviews. And the story just... really wonderful and heartfelt.
The story's fascinating. Yeah, I had no clue it was based on a real story.
And the music, Steve Martin and Edie Brickell, it just didn't get its just due. And I'll never forget, I came to hear about it. I knew it was pre-Broadway at the Kennedy Center. They were trying it out there. And a lot of the people that came to Riverside would come up to me and say, oh my God, we saw this show that Steve Martin wrote up at the Kennedy Center. You've got to do it here. It's amazing. And I'm going, wow. Mm-hmm. So then I went into New York to see it on Broadway, and I was knocked out by it. And
I'd seen it in the Richmond area at a real small theater, and I texted you.
Swift Creek.
Yeah, Swift Creek.
And I texted you, and I said, I don't know if you've ever heard of this show.
Yeah, no.
But it's, and at that time, we knew. You said it's coming.
Grab the rights to it. But yeah, it's one I would bring back. Robert reminds me every year.
I'm waiting to go on a year-long tour with it.
Yeah.
And you could. That was that was the thing, the cast that you had
for
that show.
It was great.
Amazing.
Yeah, it was great. And he and Adrian had one of my favorite moments in the show. They're seen together there in Act Two. People talk about the 11 o'clock number in the show, but to me that scene was the 11 o'clock number.
It was
so heartfelt and poignant. And
I can still remember it.
Yeah.
There are those moments, and that's the other great thing when you start going to a place and you get to know, you recognize the actors, or they're just become moments in shows when you just sit there and you just don't want to move.
Yep.
I didn't want it to end. It was a wonderful, wonderful experience. It's always my favorite experience of my whole career.
Interesting.
That's a lot to say.
Yeah. To be on stage in those kinds of moments too, because you must just appreciate what's happening at that time.
We have a little fight on stage, argument, and we walk off arm in arm, and the cast applauds us. We didn't do a dance. We didn't do a song. It's just our chemistry works really, really well.
Boy, to be in situations like that, because it's not always like that.
No, it's not.
Yeah. Yeah. But, you think about it, Ted. I'm proud that there's so many of these moments that have been created over, I've been here 15 years now. You think to yourself when you do a show like Bright Star, it's never going to get any better than this, or how do I top it? So many times people have said to me, how are you going to top this after Les Mis? Mm-hmm. And we've done it. And I think that you don't aim to top anything. You aim to do your best work. You aim to keep yourself in the game and be creative. And, you know, I Sound of Music, the movie, I thought was lovely and watched it as a family and stuff. I've never been... a big fan of the stage production. That's just, but now I am.
I was going to say that has to have changed.
Yeah, because, So it will keep doing. You know, I'm excited about next season and the couple of things that I'm going to direct and everything else. I like to stay inspired. When I stop being inspired, I'm going to play the general in White Christmas.
And the good thing is if every show people are saying, this is the best show I've ever seen, you're doing something right.
Yeah. I basically, after I see a show, I'll text Patrick that night right after the show. And I'm saying that more and more.
Yeah.
This was really good. This was top five.
Yeah.
At some point, you're going to have to say, what are the top five?
And that's what, you know, our reputation. I mean, I was talking to Chris Sanders just recently, and he said, my God, everybody's calling me because they want to know all about Riverside for auditioning. This is people out of New York, you know. And so our reputation is strong now. People want to come and work with us. And, you know, so the combination of new blood and the combination of the strong talent that we have is part of our base. You know, the people that have moved to Kathy didn't live here. She's relocated here because she loves working with us, and we love having her. And Robert comes back and forth from Maryland. The people that have moved to this area just to,
Stephanie Wood.
It's really great.
Yeah.
And we continue to, you know, grow and look forward to the future and all the different things we can do.
RiversideDT.com to get tickets for White Christmas. We'll talk about that, about the importance of jumping in there, because November 5th through December 28th, that's a relatively short time.
I think it's 8 weeks.
Oh, is it?
Yeah,
it would be too. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Just the time. I just can't believe sure that we're already at the end of
10
the year.
10 weeks with Sound of Music. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Patrick Ahern is here. Robert Biederman is here. Kathy Allend is here. Riverside Center for the Performing Arts. RiversideDT.com for White Christmas begins again November the 5th. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's 8:32.
From the Fredericksburg FreePress.com studios, this is News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Miss a part of the show? No problem. Just subscribe to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite podcast platform. And now, here's your host, Ted Schubel.
Riverside Center for the Performing Arts this morning. Patrick Ahern is here. Robert Biederman is here. Kathy Helinda is here. It is Irving Berlin's White Christmas coming to Riverside November the 5th through December the 28th. It is the Christmas show at Riverside. You've had some really memorable Christmas shows, Patrick. Mm-hmm. I remember the Christmas show a few years ago when the soldier came back.
I was going to mention that story, yeah. That was one of the Christmas spectaculars.
Mm-hmm. You called me on a Saturday and said, this has all just happened. Would you be interested in coming
you
over?
You got it from the wings, yeah.
Yeah, and so yeah, I stood backstage there.
It was one of the Christmas spectaculars, and they were doing the I'll Be Home for Christmas.
Where they
read the letters.
Yeah.
I did a sequence of, we got letters of people writing to their families they were in the war. Some of them were from years ago. Mm-hmm. Some of them were more recent. And each one of the guys, you know, would read it in between the song. It was really, really emotional. And this one year we found somebody who was coming home from Afghanistan.
Yeah, I think
and
it was before
his
COVID.
His family didn't know.
It was.
I think it was. It was before COVID.
It was before COVID.
And the wife didn't know. The little girl didn't know.
Yeah.
And so all of a sudden he came out on stage, or the light came up on him, and he was reading his own letter. And the wife gasped in the audience. She just got, you
and
know.
Where we ha- and where you had me stand,
yeah.
You could see he was standing there, and yeah. You could see the wife.
Yeah.
Oh, it was just.
And the fact that she had no idea was amazing to
me.
It was
pretty amazing.
I don't know
we
how
kept
you
that,
keep that,
that
a that secret.
So
that
it was, and you
I, his
went on
mother
stage.
Knew. Her mother was there that night. That, mm-hmm. So the mother knew. She helped us get it all arranged. But it was emotional.
What
every
a great
TV station, they had NBC, CBS, ABC, everybody mm-hmm. was on the news. It was a wow. big deal
was
thing.
Wonderful.
Yeah. It just comes from, you know, these ideas I have. And say, let's do this. And they're like, well, how are we going to do that? Well, let's
figure it out.
Let's do it.
No, it happened because it was the night of the Christmas parade, and I was tied up with
yes,
that. And so
it was a Saturday night.
You
yeah.
gave me the time when it, so it was, it all worked out.
Yeah.
And so then I came up there and you got me in and
yeah.
all kinds
it
of
was
things.
Memorable. Yeah.
It was that was, but, and then the COVID year.
That was great.
That was just because you all did little personal things.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, I don't even remember what you said or what you did, but I remember being there and you and I made eye contact.
Mm-hmm.
And it had been such a long year.
Yeah.
And we
yeah.
had to perform 6 feet apart.
Yeah.
Yes.
We were all,
we couldn't touch
they
each
had
other. It was horrible.
Those boxes. Everybody yeah. had to sit mm-hmm. in the, and the audience was 6 feet apart. And the actors were further apart on stage.
Yeah.
The tables were 6 feet apart, and that was another pivotal year at Riverside
because you kept it open.
Well, they barely
the
powers that be tried to they
no.
said we have to shut it down.
No, I know.
And I said no, we can't do this. And I said give me some time to raise some money, and we raised some money through Tim Pohanka and the city of Fredericksburg. Our nonprofit at the time was the Riverside Foundation, and Dorothy Mondak was the president of the foundation at the time, and she said, well, the foundation will give you money too, because if the theater doesn't stay open, then we're not going to be there. So, but oddly enough, if that show hadn't happened, we may not even be sitting here right now talking about what's going on at Riverside.
Wow.
Because having been one of few theaters that stayed open and got through Christmas allowed me to have the right timing for that grant that we received from the Shuttered Venue grant.
Yeah.
And we were awarded $2.2 million. And, well, the rest is history. And we've been stronger than ever right now. So it's, yeah. Thanks for bringing that up. I'm glad I got that out there.
No, I just wrote that was but Christmas shows have been just some really memorable moments over the years.
Well, they should be, you know. Yeah. That's why I always pushed the idea way back when Ron Wayman was alive, and he said, no, you're not going to do a spectacular. That's just a review, and people don't want that. They want a show that's got a story. And I said, but look at Radio City Music Hall. They do it every year, you know.
It is.
So we finally did it. I think it was 2017 was the first time. Were you in, in the first one? You were like the MC. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, oh, I remember that.
People loved it. It was packed, you know. So and it was a moneymaker too.
I don't know which one it was. I just remember there was somebody. She sounded just like Judy Garland.
Oh, that was Greg Garrett. Yeah,
and it was so good.
Yeah,
because you just thought, this is Judy Garland.
Yeah. Well, she did an uncanny impersonation. Yeah,
and she
of
did
Judy
it in
Garland.
Richmond. Yeah, we got it from Richmond.
Yeah. No, some great. Look at all the memories.
Yeah.
You and I did a podcast with Kathy Hollenda, which I think was one of our best podcasts ever.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to do podcasts someday.
What?
I don't remember. You were on the road.
We did a podcast with you on the radio. We recorded on the phone.
Tootsie, yeah. Okay.
But we were talking about the podcast centered around theater and the holidays and just being away from family.
Right.
And it was really interesting. Yeah. You brought up some really good things.
Yeah.
I guess over the years, for you, Robert, you've probably been on the road and away from family during the holidays.
I was on the road with Wizard of Oz for 27 months. Long time.
That's a long time, yeah. Well, back to White Christmas. What do you like about your role and what you're doing with White Christmas?
I was just thinking, before leaving today, I want to make sure all the grandchildren, they never know what to give their grandparents. And I'm telling you, coming to see White Christmas couldn't be a better treat for somebody who served in the service. So if you have a grandparent, a guy who served, that's the perfect gift, because
it's a great idea.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
Really is dedicated to the importance of veterans. I mean, this show celebrates the military.
Yeah.
And in today's world, we're not doing that too much.
Mm-hmm.
Not as much as we used to or should.
Should. I was just, there is a pin that Vietnam veterans are getting now. It's called the Welcoming Home. And during a show where I work up at North, they gave it to me on stage. And the audience just stood. They couldn't wait to celebrate veterans. So somehow, all you young kids that have grandparents and you don't know what to get grandpa, that would be an incredible gift. They'll remember you forever.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
It's a great idea.
Mm-hmm. Give a moment.
Giving the theater is a great gift.
Yeah.
Sure.
Because so many
tickets.
People are about experience.
Yeah, season
experience
tickets.
Oh, yeah.
It's a great, great gift. I mean, you know, I don't want to dwell on our world today, but when you can give a gift that takes people away into a different place and they can get away from their troubles, that's a wonderful gift. So and we've got some wonderful shows next season. So that yeah.
Speaking of which, right away, come right away in January. If you're giving season tickets for a gift, they'll thank you just because of the holidays are magical at Riverside, but you always have in the winter months mm-hmm. something to start the year with, got some pop to it.
Yeah, which this year we have Donna Summer.
Every boomer in the world knows Donna Summer.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, the quite a bit of nostalgia. Disco.
Yeah.
It was big. And again, the older people will remember a lot of that too, from that period. But yeah, it's the story of her rise to fame and all her great music. Remember the song Last Dance? They play it at every wedding and you know MacArthur Park. So that'll kick us off, you know, in that style of what we typically do in January, February is that jukebox musical that highlights a famous singer, composer, whatever. So that'll be great to have. And then, of course, the rest of the season is got Little Women, the musical, which the music is just beautiful. Guys and Dolls, which is going to be a lot of fun. Mousetrap, Agatha Christie, Sweeney Todd.
Yeah, no, it's going to be a great season. So that's why I think you season tickets would be a great idea when you're looking at something. But Robert, back to you. And that was what a great idea. And talk about something that makes a memory. Not only when you talk about your grandparents will thank you for it.
I had an Aunt Laura who didn't give anything to her nieces and nephews except memories.
Yeah.
So on your birthday, you got a card, or on Christmas, you got a card, and there was a little note inside saying, I'm taking you too. And she took me to the Empire State Building, Statue of Liberty, the Rockettes, my first Reuben at Reuben's, first cup of coffee at Chock Full of Nuts, my first greasy slice of pizza. She took me to my first, she was Catholic, so she took me to my first bingo parlor. She took me to my only, one and only horse race. I saw the Triple Crown, a Secretariat win.
Goodness.
Oh, which one? Was that?
The real one.
You saw the Belmont?
Oh, yeah.
Belmont.
And she took me to my first football game, and she knew, she put me on this subway. She knew which door was going to open, so the staircase was right. She was a magician. And at the football game, she knew how many yards they had to go. And then they would announce the same number of yards, 7 yards. They're going, wow, Lord, how do you know that? So I have all those memories.
Yeah.
She took my first Broadway show. I saw Oliver in 1964. If I remember all that,
right,
and I don't remember any other gifts, because they all were eaten, they got too small for me.
They broke.
The batteries died.
Yeah.
So if you're going to give something, make sure it's a memory. It has to be a memory, because that lasts a lifetime. And I'm telling you, the military, you never leave the military once you're in the military. Mm-hmm. You never leave it, no matter how hard you try. So anybody who's still remembering their life when they were in the service, they will love White Christmas. It's all standard attention, you know.
Yeah. But then I can't wait to see it now. I mean that will be that will be a moment. You talked about at the beginning about how just that monologue at the end.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It really is.
And I just think in this community will be even more special, and at this time.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
So get your tickets.
No. I think we're over 4,000.
Yeah,
tickets,
you better get them soon.
So it's I don't remember a book Christmas show selling as quickly as this one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Quick break. We're going to wrap this up this morning. Good stuff. With the Riverside Center for the Performing Arts and White Christmas, November 5th through December 28th. RiversideDT.com for tickets. RiversideDT.com for tickets. Kathy, Robert, and Patrick here will conclude when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. You can listen to Town Talk anytime, day or night. Just subscribe to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite podcast platform. And now, here's your host, Ted Schubel.
Great stuff this morning with Patrick Ahern, Kathy Hollend, and Robert Biederman. They are with Riverside Center for the Performing Arts and White Christmas, November 5th through the 20th. Let me ask you, Kathy, with White Christmas and having done the show before, parts of the show that speak to you?
Well, it was a long time ago that I did it in Richmond, so it was good to get the muscle memory a little bit back, but it was kind of like relearning a lot of stuff.
Oh, so
the choreography is all different.
Yeah.
You know, there's different staging, so there's a lot of differences, but I've always loved playing the broad, and Martha is a classic broad with a heart of gold, you know. So I love the show. It's a beautiful show. I love the heart in the show. And I like doing shows more than once, doing the roles more than once, because it allows you to settle in a little, in a different way, and you always discover something new if you get to do a show a second time or a third time or a fourth time, the same role. So I've always really enjoyed that, a way to really flesh them out more and chew them up some more.
A lot of times that I have noticed, even when you have big parts in shows, you will work the floor getting to talk to people.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure has to help, because I know we have people.
I love the audiences here; they're so sweet to me.
Yeah.
And they know me now, and they trust me, they respect me, and so I think it's really sweet that I can actually serve them food and then go perform for them.
So. No, and you carry on conversations with them,
yeah.
And just have, I mean, you mm-hmm. you carry the personality that you have on stage, mm-hmm. you know, in,
I make
in
them
real
laugh,
life.
Yeah. And now I'm into singing solo birthdays, because we don't announce birthdays anymore. So they come and they say, this is my 65th anniversary. And I'm like, what's your name? And I'll just solo sing a birthday.
Robert, you too. I mean, you've done a bunch of shows here now. You're somebody that I
expect. Five or six, I guess.
Yeah. I'm always glad when Patrick brings you in, but when I see you on stage, it's welcome back.
I love working here. So, so if you're going to come see the show, I'd love to shake the Vietnam veterans' hands. So let me know when you come. Talk to the floor manager, and I'll see you after the show.
You are one, too, because I remember even during COVID, you like to get out and see, be able to talk to people. And I guess it gives you kind of a feel for what they got out of the show.
When you wait tables or you're hosting, it's a whole different show for you, because now you know who you're entertaining.
Yeah.
It really is wonderful.
Never thought of that. You get feedback at intermission. And
because that final speech at the end is actually to the audience. So knowing that there are, I'm sure every night there'll be people who have served the country, and it's for them.
Yeah. Well, and you've, as much as we have talked about it this morning, again, that this it's a powerful moment, and it's a powerful moment for you. Yeah. Can't wait.
It's going to be here before you know it. And then at the end of another year.
That's what's
just, I can just remember Heartbreak Hotel. It was in January. It seems like it was yesterday.
I know. Yeah.
Last Christmas, I was in the Christmas Spectacular. That seems like I was just, so, of course, what do they say? As you get older,
time goes faster.
Yeah. I drove down just to hear you sing Mary, Did You Know?
Yeah. I know you did.
Yep. My favorite Christmas show. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Song.
Yeah. It.
That was quite a moment.
Yeah. No, here we go again. Moments.
It is. And I'm looking forward to having, because it's been a few years since you've had the Christmas Spectacular.
Yeah.
For a bit, and it's not Christmas unless you have a any kind of a Christmas show at Riverside.
Yeah.
And that's what it's become.
I've got to find a way to tag this memories thing, because make a memory at Riverside.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, something along.
Yeah.
Because that we've created many, many memories.
We just talked about a few.
The audiences, but for the actors. I mean,
yes.
Look at Robert talking about Bright Star.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Kathy, can we go back to Bessel Whorehouse in Texas when she saved the day and came in and replaced somebody less than a week before we had to open. Yep. No, I wish I had time to write a book. I really do.
Yeah, no, because like you said, there have been. I'll have to sit down and come up with, because there have been those just moments in so many shows.
Well, now you can get AI to write a book for you.
Yes, you can.
I understand you can get AI to just write your book for you.
You just tell them the stories and
they put it together?
And they make it up. Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, maybe I'll get to do that.
I can't imagine, but that's what I've heard. It'll do.
Yeah.
Ahern and AI.
I would do a serious proofread before he goes out to public.
But. Yeah.
As we were talking about this, as you were talking about Robert, I was thinking, you know, a lot of times people complain, you know, Chris, you know, we were jumping the season and everything, and we're just the way the scheduling worked out for this, but I'm ready for Christmas now. Just having you talk about White Christmas. And
And I just have to say, these two people here with us this morning, Ted, not only are they people that work at Riverside, but they've become wonderful friends for me.
Me too.
And through thick and thin, and I appreciate that. And that's what I love about Riverside. It is, you know, we think back to Bright Star, Robert, so long ago. We think back to Grumpy Old Men and South Pacific and when you first, you know, came to us. But it never, time goes by, but it seems like you were just here, even though there's been a period of time in between.
What's cool about this profession, and I'm sure Kathy, it's the same thing with Kathy, I've been doing now for 46 years. You name the if I mention a show, I can remember something that happened in that show.
Yeah.
RiversideDT.com, November 5th through December 28th, it is A White Christmas. Patrick Ahern, Kathy Helinda, Robert Biederman, thank you.
Thank
Happy
you.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.